Have things changed radically for you due to the influx of new fans?
Yeah, there's too many people yelling, "We want Phil," all the time. No. It doesn't affect me personally that much, no. The audience is still real loud, and they're still right there in front of us, and they respond how in whatever way that they respond. The thing is, the influx of new fans has done has made it much more difficult, in fact, mostly impossible for us to have vending and camping, and that's and the sort of circus atmosphere around the shows that has been part of our popularity, I feel quite sure. It's just not possible to do that anymore because there are too many people who come for the party and not to go to the show, and we're there to play the show, and that's what we think they should be there for, too.
It's going to be interesting to see where this new record puts us. If there are a whole lot more kids who want to come, then that's it. We won't be able to play hockey halls anymore anywhere. We'll only be able to play stadiums in ultra-securable places or out of the country.
We're asking Deadheads to govern themselves. Now, this is hard to do because we don't know who it is they're offending. Though those people don't speak to us. The people that do speak to us are the people that they complain to. See, so we get it from the police and the mayor and the city council and that sort of stuff and those kind of semi-official bodies. And we our only recourse is to speak to the Deadheads, and we're having to, and it's a blind alley situation. You know, we're saying, well, people are very offended for some reason. And it seems to have something to do with all of us being there at the same time. You know, if you can do something about it by cleaning up your act or, you know, these various alternate possibilities of ways to behave when you're at a Grateful Dead show, then that may be what's going to be required. But, you know, this is a whole world of now.
It would be great if longer-term Deadheads could perhaps catch up with the new influx of maybe younger Deadheads that might be causing some of the problems. And,
maybe. I don't know.
Natural selection. It'll work itself out.
I don't know that you can ever get a crowd of over 40,000 people together without having some amount of disruption. It just is the nature of things. But I feel that there's a certain railroading going on, and that there's a kind of bias against our audience. I mean, professional sports still draw more people than rock and roll does, and you don't hear this kind of hysteria about
and
those crowds. Yeah, but on the other hand, professional teams don't play four nights running, you know. So, you know, the fans don't camp out there, you know. That's one of the big differences, you know.
Basically, our fans are pretty much like they've always been. There are just more of them, and in there you're gonna find enough troublemakers. You know, now there are a million fans, whereas there used to be 10,000 when we were touring. And in a million fans, you're gonna find, even if it's a tiny percentage, enough troublemakers to make us unwelcome in some venues and stuff like that. But we have to take this into consideration.
There are Deadheads now in every social stratum. Mm-hmm. Did you foresee this? Do you have a feeling about that?
God, I guess we're kind of pervasive, aren't we? It's no big problem. We're no big threat, I don't think. We're basically a happy lot. And not much trouble. But at the same time, there's going to be more and more of us. And certain stuff, like the war machine, if there are enough of us, the war machine is just going to stop working. And the filth, the pollution and filth machine and destruction machine, that's going to stop working too. Because Deadheads tend to be a little more conscious of the world than they're given credit for.